This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green.
Hello, everyone. This is just a note that today's program will be a rebroadcast as Paul is across the ocean.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, it's snowing at my house in Maine. 2 to 4 inches. This past week it was 72 degrees for 2 days, and now we're getting snow. So the winter isn't over. Spring is 23 days away, so that's a good thing. So let's see what Mother Nature is going to give us this spring. If you need some help, call us. The number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Let's work together to help you have a great year in the garden or with your houseplants, with your lawn, making it green and thick and insect-free, with your shrubs and trees that they flower good, and you can control the height. So I can help you with the time of pruning and how to do that also. And if you're thinking of planting some fruit trees, let me know, and I'll work with you to try and give you some help with that. Blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, things like that. And sign up for our newsletter. It's free. You just go to paulparent.com, and then you just click on newsletter, put your email address, hit submit, and you'll get it on Thursday. We just finished doing, this past week, all vegetables. And we're going to do some flowers this coming week. And then the following week, I'm going to be in Iceland with about 48 of you listeners. And we're really excited about it. It was funny. We had a webinar on the internet. And it was saying it's going to be really, really cold. And so get dressed accordingly. And then we asked them, well, what is really, really cold? Oh, they said 28 to 35. Well, 28 to 35, when you live in the state of Maine, you can go to the beach. So it's not going to be that cold. It's a climate similar to Boston. And we'll be hopefully be able to see the northern lights and taste their unusual food. One of the things that they told us to expect is if you like fish, you're going to have a lot of different fish to taste. And they said that your very first buffet that you're going to have will have a chance to taste whale, shark, and a lot of the traditional fish around Iceland. So we'll have a good time, but while I'm gone, I'm going to have a newsletter that will tell you how to grow strawberries, blueberries, and rhubarb. So look for it the first week in March. But in the meantime, if you have a question, just call. Talk with Nathan, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Well, we got a full stack. We'll start with Peter in Cape Cod.
Peter from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question. This year, right now, I've got quite a bit of moss in my front lawn. Number one, what can I do about that? I bought a product called Moss Out.
Yep. The moss out will kill the moss.
Yeah.
But once it turns brown, you've got to take your bamboo or your plastic rake and rake it, and it'll pull right out.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Once it's dead, then I would suggest that you add some lime.
Okay.
Because your soil is still acidic. So you've got to bring the acidity level down. When I lived in Massachusetts, I would say a third of my lawn was all moss. And I had a wood stove. And every time I cleaned out the stove, I would go out in the yard and sprinkle it all over the yard. And over a three-year period, there wasn't a piece of moss in the entire yard. So lime it, put that moss killer, and for now, do it spring and fall. And with the new limes that are on the market today,
right.
You'll get results in like a 2-3 week period. When I first started working in the gardening industry in 1968, we sold powdered lime, and you needed to put a 50-pound bag for every 1,000 square feet. And I can remember many days in the spring, people that had a half an acre would pull their car up to the garage where the lime was, and I would put 20 50-pound bags of lime in their trunk, and it was like the front wheels almost came off the ground. But they kept the moss out. The new acting lime, one bag does 5,000 square feet, so that you'd need a lot less product to use, and it works quicker. But if you've got a wood stove, don't throw those ashes away. Spread it all over those areas. When I was young, I remember my dad, we would go to the dump every single Saturday. I know today it's a sanitary landfill, but it's still a dump to me. And there was a place where people would throw their wood ash. And my dad always brought a 5-gallon bucket. He'd fill it. And then when we got home, he'd spread it over the lawn and over the vegetable garden until he had the property all done, and it cost them nothing. But lime has to be done along with the moss killer.
Are there different kind of limes? My neighbor was saying there's one with calcium or something.
Right. Well, calcium is lime.
Okay.
So, but you can get Natural Alternative has a lime product, quick-acting lime product, and they add the protolyzer, beneficial microbes to that lime. Bonide, Anaspoma, they both have a quick-acting lime. One of them is called Lightning Lime, and it works great. You just put it down. You can use a rotary or a drop spreader. It will cover 5,000 square feet. And when you compare the price of powdered lime to this, excuse me, it's basically the same, maybe a little bit more money, but it works a heck of a lot faster.
Okay, fine. I'll give it a try.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate your help.
Peter, you have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
I will. You too. Thank you.
Nathan, who's up next?
Wayne in Cape Cod.
Wayne from beautiful Cape Cod. Good morning.
Morning, Paul. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure, Wayne.
I was just out getting some milk and my paper, and I heard that you had some open lines, so I rushed home because sometimes it's hard to get on.
Right.
Anyway, I have a couple of questions. One about tomatoes. I have I use a raised bed, and the question is, the question is, do I need to rotate those tomatoes? I always plant them in the same spot. And I know some plants you shouldn't plant in the same spot all the time. I'm just curious about my tomatoes.
Yeah, I always rotate. What I've done, I have a big garden, and when the kids were all living at home, it was great. But now the kids are all grown up, and now they have babies. My youngest son, Patrick, had a baby on Friday. Her name is Ella. And now what I do is I split the garden with one of my neighbors. She has a lot of shade. So the two of us work in the garden together, and it works out very, very well. But what I did is I took a piece of paper, and I drew out the garden. It's 25 by 60 feet long or 70 feet long, and I rotate the crops. So the tomatoes the first year started on the east end. The second year, they went to the middle. The third year, they went to the west end of the garden. And that gives it 2 years to rest. Because if you plant the same vegetable in the same soil year after year, each vegetable requires specific fertilizers, minerals, and vitamins out of that ground. And if you do it year after year after year, your production will get less and less. So if you can rotate it and plant something else, then it gives it that rest period. It has time to rebuild, and your tomatoes will be a lot better.
Okay, and my last question is about my blueberry bushes. I'm giving up on my bushes. I can't eat the chipmunks who strip it bare before they even get blue.
Okay. Wayne, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on the break, and when we come back, we'll go right to your blueberry. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Good morning. We're talking with Wayne about blueberries. Now, Wayne, what are the questions that you have about your blueberries?
I've decided to dig up my blueberry bushes. I've been fighting a losing battle with chipmunks, and for the past 3 years, I've got zero blueberries. So what I'd like to do, my question is, when I dig them up, do I need to prepare the soil? They're located in that same raised bed where I have my tomatoes.
Right.
Do I have to do something to the soil where the blueberry bushes were?
So that you can plant other vegetables?
Yes. Correct, yes.
Where your blueberries are, they will tend to make the soil more acidic. So once you remove the plants, then add some additional soil to make up for what you're taking out with the root ball. And then I would lime that area before you plant this year to help to neutralize and lower the acidity level in your garden.
Okay. So now, I'm going to be, as soon as the weather warms up a little bit, I'm going to be digging them up and I'll fill it up, and then I'll start adding some lime to it then.
Right. Now, you live on Cape Cod?
I do, yes.
The one thing that I would do, I had a really good friend on Cape Cod. He's passed away in the last 4 or 5 years. And one thing that he always did, he had the best garden. He would go down to the beach every single spring and the fall, and he would rake up all that seaweed on the beaches. And he would put 2 to 3 inches right on top of the garden and then just till it in lightly. And then he created a compost pile with just seaweed, the weeds from his garden, grass clippings, as long as he didn't use a weed killer in it. And then in the fall, he would take all that compost, spread it over the garden, and then start over again. So if you can go down to the beach, and when I lived in Scituate, my dad and I, in the fall, we would add 6 inches of seaweed right on top of the garden. We'd let it dry with the sun, And when it got dried and crispy, we would till it in. And we went from the first year when we planted directly in the sandy soil, my dad and I would water the garden every day. Within a three-year period of putting all of this seaweed in, we cut it down to once a week. So the more seaweed that you can put in, and you're going to get all of the nutritional value of that seaweed. So it's like adding peat moss, but you're getting all of the minerals and vitamins from the ocean.
I was at the beach yesterday.
Yeah, we I know. Walking. You were walking the beach yesterday?
Yes, it was gorgeous.
Yeah. I know at my house in Maine, Thursday and Friday, we were 72 degrees, and now it's snowing outside, so you never know what's going to happen.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much, Paul, and congratulations on your new granddaughter.
Thank you. We really appreciate it, Wayne. And when you dig up those blueberries, if rather than just throw them away, see if there's any neighbors or friends that would like them, and you could say, hey, you want some blueberries? Come and give me a hand. Come and give me a hand, and we'll dig them out for you.
I think I'm going to put an ad in Craigslist to see if anybody wants them. I've asked a couple of neighbors, but they weren't interested. But
yeah.
I will try. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Okay, I think we've got time. We can squeeze one more in. Nathan, who's up next?
Why don't you all just intro a question here? We're almost at it, but Mark in Maine is here.
Okay, Mark, why don't we get started? And if we can't get it done before the top of the break, then we'll come back to you. How can we help you out, Mark?
I am starting, first I'd like to say hi. I'm also a former Massachusetts boy.
Great.
Now living in Maine. Watching the snow come down outside. Love it. I am starting a indoor herb garden.
Okay.
And I'm planning on keeping it indoors all the time. Just makes it easier to reach from the from the kitchen to grab something I want. I have two windows that I can use to plant. Unfortunately, one of them's northwest and the other one's northeast.
Okay. Why don't you keep that, and when we come back, we'll go right to it. But you can't grow herbs with that amount of light from a northeast or a northwest wind. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to talk with Mark. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't you repeat what we were talking about before we got to the break?
Okay. I am about to start an indoor herb garden, and I have, let's see what I got. I got sage, thyme, rosemary, dill, basil, oregano, and marjoram, if that makes any difference.
Okay.
When I've done this before, I've always gotten, you know, starter plants from the garden center, and just, you know, they were ready to put in the ground. I'm starting these from seed, and it's going to stay in the house, just making it easier reach from the kitchen to grab something. As I mentioned, the two windows I have available to put them in are facing northwest and north. Excuse me, northwest, yeah, and northeast. If that makes a difference, and I'd like some guidance about whether that's going to work. And two, I'm about to head to Lowe's to get some starter stuff. And I don't know if there's a choice of starter stuff that might be best for herbs or what I might add to that starter to help the herbs get going.
Okay. Now, near those windows, are there any trees that would be blocking some of that light coming into the home?
No.
So you've got the big windows, you've got plenty of light, but no really direct sun except the beginning or the end of the day.
Yes.
Okay. Then you should be okay. You should try and grow them into a 6-inch pot. A 4-inch is great for a little starter, but if you want to have something that's going to last you all spring, summer, going into the fall, then you should use a 6-inch diameter pot. Okay.
Yeah, I have I have a couple of 6-inch clay pots right now, and I can get some more.
Okay. So start off with a 6-inch pot, and you want to get a good potting soil. You want to have a potting soil that's not going to be a lot of composted bark. And I use the Espoma. You may not find that in the nursery, in the box stores. But Espoma is a good soil. The one soil that I do personally, I don't like, is the Scotts potting soil. It has an awful lot of mulch in it, and it tends to be on the acidic side. And for a lot of the herbs, they don't like that acidity. There's a company called Fafard, F-A-F-A-R-D, or Black Gold. They also have a very good potting soil. But the Espoma is really, really good. And don't use a potting soil that says it comes from Connecticut. Now, there's nothing personal against the state of Connecticut, but some of the people that make potting soil in Connecticut will use mushroom soil. And mushroom soil can only be used once. And it's very heavy with compost and clay. And the drainage of the soil is not very good. If you're going to blend it with the garden soil, great. But for potting herbs and houseplants and flowers, the Connecticut soil just retains too much moisture and you get a lot of rotting in it. So, you know, whatever you can find, either Black Gold, Fafard, or the Espoma, the advantage from Fafard to Espoma is Espoma has the beneficial microbes, and that you would only find at a garden center. Make a couple of calls before you go. And it's a good potting soil. It comes in 25 pounds and 50-pound bags.
Okay. Is there anything during the course of once they're up and going that I can add to keep them healthy?
Yeah. You want to use a foliage-building fertilizer. And Espoma, they have a product called Grow. It's a liquid, and you just mix it with water, and you feed your plants. But the difference between the Espoma and Miracle-Gro, both good fertilizers, but the Espoma has the beneficial microbes. They have the mycorrhizae, so that it's building the soil to have a better root system, to help the plant fight diseases, to have darker green foliage. So any fertilizer that says includes mycorrhizae or beneficial microbes like the Espoma is the way to go. It's the new technology, and every year they're making it better. And it will eventually come to a point where you're going to be buying just the beneficial microbes and a lot less fertilizer that will prevent damaging to the water system. So think the future, and the future is here with fertilizer that has beneficial microbes, or we'll say contains mycorrhizae. And it's spelt M-Y-C-O, M-Y-C-O-R-R-H-I-Z-A-E. And a lot of the companies are now putting this, and Espoma puts it in their soils and their fertilizers. And just
excellent. Thanks a lot, Paul.
The other thing that you want to do, Mark, get into the routine that every week, the side of the pot that faces the window, you spin it so it's now facing inside the house. That way your plants don't grow in one direction, they don't stretch, they get bushier, and if you see that the plant's getting to be too big, or you see it's coming into bloom, cut it back. Because some of these herbs you want for the flower, for the flavor and the seeds, some of them, if they go to seed, they'll start producing the foliage that you want for that flavor or for that taste. So if you see it in bloom, cut it back, and it will make all kinds of new growth, and you'll be right back in business again.
All right. One last quickie. Do you do clinics? Like if we've got a group of people together and come in and talk about a specific subject area?
Sure. Do you get a group together? Yeah. We'll definitely be able to work something out.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill in Cape Cod.
Bill from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I've talked to you before, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
The thing is, I'm the guy with the pussy willow bushes that I'm trying to grow. I took them out of the garage. I got them in the cellar. I've given them water, a little bit of water, the other day. My question is, when can I put them outside?
You could put them outside, I would say, during March. They're in a large pot with soil.
Yeah, I have one, both in a pot. One's very small. The other one, it looks like it's got some, you know, the pussy willows looks like they're going to come. So I'm just curious when I can let it get outside and get some air and some.
Okay. Do you have a garage, Bill?
Yes.
Why don't you take them out of the cellar and put them in your garage? They'll get some light there. They'll get some cooler weather that they need to adjust to. And they'll be just that much closer to move outside. But I would bring them out today, put them in your garage, give them a good drink. And if you want to put a liquid food in there to give them a little boost, then you could do that too.
Okay. I got that, that's put it in the water that you, I sent away for it. That I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, the protolyzer.
Yes, I got that in my water. So
yeah, why don't you mix some of that and give them a good shout, and they'll just take off for you.
Okay, I'll put them out at the end of the month then, outside.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. You know, we were talking about pussy willows with Bill, and I just remembered, you should be able to find pussy willows at your local florist in the next 2 or 3 weeks at the most. You may even find them at the supermarket. But if you come across a pussy willow that's flat, instead of a round stem, it's flat. That's a Japanese pussy willow. And it is beautiful. Now, you don't want last year's, you want the fresh. So if you get the fresh pussy willows, normally you put them in a vase with nothing, and they'll last forever. If you can get them fresh, when you get home, take your pruners, take about an inch off the end of every single stem, put them in a tall vase of water, and you want to have at least 6 inches of water, they'll produce a root system. That little fluffy bud will come out, you'll get to enjoy it. The bud will open, and it will make green leaves, but it should make roots. Now, if you don't want to wait, and you want it to happen even quicker, get a potato, maybe like a 4 or 5 inch potato, and take that pussy willow stem and jam it right into the middle of the potato, and it will root in the potato. So you just get an empty container, take a pussy willow, jam it into the potato, set the potato in the container, and the plant will get the moisture out of the potato. And when spring arrives in April, late April, in that time period, you just dig a hole, put in some compost, some manure, set your potato in the ground, cover it with soil, and you'll have a beautiful pussy willow. I like to plant 3 or 4 cuttings together. it develops a lot quicker. Nathan, who's up next?
Diane in New Hampshire.
Diane from New Hampshire. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Bill. This is Diane, and I have a question regarding a Christmas cactus.
Yes.
It is 45 years old. It was doing very good. Now what's happening, it's flowering, producing some flower once in a while, but one side it looks like it's doing nothing, but it's still green, and the roots are coming out lots from the pot, too.
Okay. When did you repot it last, Diane?
Oh, they have to be perhaps a good 2-3 years ago.
Okay. When your Christmas cactus finishes blooming, then repot it into a new pot that's going to be a couple of inches wider. And then get some new potting soil, repot it, and then are you feeding it at all?
I try to feed it perhaps once every 2-3 weeks.
Okay. If you can feed it every couple of weeks, if you can repot it, it is going to get healthier. And keep turning it. If it's facing the window, face it inside. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and air paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Guiding Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jeff's waiting in Connecticut.
Jeff from Connecticut, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hey, Paul. Good morning. Long-time listener. First time I called, though.
Thank you.
Congratulations as well. So three quick questions. Overwintering hibiscus plants that I usually keep on my patio, when is the time to start cutting those back? And also, when do we start to fertilize?
Okay. I would start cutting them back now because spring is only a month or so away, and your days are getting longer and longer, so if you can prune it now, and I would start feeding them every couple of weeks. The secret to hibiscus is they're hungry, and the more you feed them, the more they're going to bloom. Many years ago, while I was working, we received a truckload of shrubbery from California, and in it we had included some unusual colors of hibiscus. A man who lived in Hawaii saw us unloading, came into the nursery and bought about 25 plants, and he told me that he fed his hibiscus every other week from April until September, and then from September until the spring, he did it once a month, and they bloomed nonstop. So don't be scared. Get out the pruners, give it a nice shape, and by removing the tip of the new growth, side branches will develop. It'll be thicker, it'll be fuller, and they'll have a lot more flower buds for you.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I've had these for quite some time, and I started using the Neptune's Harvest last year, and the blooms were incredible.
Yep.
Okay, now, second question is, I've got a Mandevilla that usually I bring those in also to try to overwinter. The first one looked like it's a very small leaf Mandevilla. That one looks like it's pretty much died, and I usually don't have too much luck with those overwintering. But the second one that I have is one of the longer, broader leaf Mandevillas with a pink flower.
Right.
It grows up a trellis. Actually, I got it in New Hampshire. And I brought that in, and it looked like it died. I cut it all the way back, and I just left it and gave it just a little bit of water every once in a while. Well, all of a sudden, the shoots are coming out of it like crazy, and they look like they're growing to the ceiling. So what do I do with that right now? Do I cut that back to cause it to start to throw other shoots out?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, exactly. Put it in a nice sunny window. The more light that you can give it, the better.
Yep,
and then I would cut back every single shoot that's come out of that plant by 25% to 30% just to stimulate side bud development, and it will make your plant thicker and fuller. And then the other thing is these are tropical plants in nature. And with the days getting longer, they're going to grow better. So I would feed them every couple of weeks with like half the recommended rate during March and April. And then in May, every couple of weeks with the full strength fertilizer. But you got to get it motivated. You got to pinch it back to make it bush out and really begin to develop for you.
Okay, all right. And then the third question is, what I've noticed on some of these Mandevillas when I bring them inside, I don't notice it during, maybe towards the end of the season, a white, mossy kind of substance. It almost looks like white moss that sometimes grows, and I can see it on, like, the trellis or on, if I put a pole in, it'll leave that residue.
Right.
And I'm wondering what that is also, and what should I do to
it looks
get rid
like
of it or is it bad?
Looks like cotton, right?
Yes, yes. It's kind of sticky.
Yeah, that is called mealy bug. M-E-A-L-Y. Mealy bug.
Okay.
Now, the best thing to do is get a product called All Season Oil. And All Season Oil is an organic way of killing these insects. And you spray the trellis, the arbor, and the plant, and it's an oil, like a wax oil. It will coat the insect with it. It won't be able to breathe. It will die. And if it's laid eggs in the cracks and crevices, the same thing. But All Season Oil, and do it off and on during the growing season. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.